Anyone who watched the RTE documentary, Anorexia, My Family and Me, will have seen the devastating impact of eating disorders. There has been a terrifying rise in eating disorders in this country, and it requires a lot more attention than it has currently been given. In Donegal, 17 young people in child and adolescent mental health services were being treated for eating disorders in 2020. That number rose significantly to 47 in 21, and 41 people were being treated in June of last year. This number only reflects those that come forward with their illness and actually manage to get a referral. There are many more who are unable to get as far as receiving treatment. Minister Butler has said that the number of people suffering from eating disorders has soared from 60 to 500 in recent years. So why are we so slow to act and get people the treatment they need? Early intervention is key in preventing people from reaching a stage of hospitalisation. Support services can oftentimes be a lifeline to those who use them. We are in desperate need of a review of the model of care for eating disorders, Minister. So when will you plan on delivering this?
In April of this year, Minister Butler announced additional funding for the Eating Disorders Programme of £1.3 million, which included £700,000 funding for a new adult eating disorder team, which is based in CHO Area 7 out of Dublin and Wicklow. And this announcement brings the number of eating disorder teams across the country to 12. It's also been announced that as part of Budget 2025 for mental health services, that approximately €1.2 million funding will be allocated to the NCP for Eating Disorders Programme for an additional two more teams, which will bring the total number of eating disorder teams nationally to 14. And this will include a CAMHS eating disorder team for CHO Area 3, which is the Midwest.